I'm talking to harness trainer Grant Hodges and about the great return to racing of Lombo Leonardo. Grant, you must have been thrilled with the way this three-year-old finished the race off and performed at his first run back from a lengthy spell.
Yeah, I was very pleased with him, Peter. He's been out for near on 12 months, I suppose, since he last raced, I think. So we found he had a bit of a tear in a suspensory late in his two-year-old career, and he used to race a little bit rough and get a bit rocky on the corners, and he'd just pull up every proppy every now and then, never went amiss totally, but just pull up a bit proppy, and we decided to pull up stumps then, and we sent him to Melbourne. The owner, Chris Schofield, he decided to send him to Melbourne and spend a bit of money on him and get that treatment done to him over there, and he's come back, and it's been a slow process of bringing him up, and I've sort of deliberately gone slow bringing him back up, and that because I knew if we looked after him and he could stand up, we had a pretty handy sort of horse, you know.
Okay, well he showed a lot. He was a late two-year-old, a late bloomer, but he won his first two starts, and they were pretty good races. He won the Youthful Stakes in Hobart on debut, then he won the Golden Slipper, so that proved that he was no slouch. And then he had a placing, then he won another two-year-old, and then in the early three-year-olds he was placed, and then he won a three-year-old in Launceston. But after that race you discovered that he had the tear in the suspensory?
Yeah, I knew there was something nagging him sort of right through, and look, if he probably hadn't shown as much as he did, we'd probably put him all away and just worried about him as a three-year-old and let him get over that, because he was never really going to be, whatever he'd done as a two-year-old was going to be a bonus, because he was sort of never going to be a real, like a sort of real breaky sort of two-year-old, because of his size and growing and his big jointed and big sort of, so... whatever he'd done as a young horse was a bonus, and I always thought he'd be a nicer 3 and 4 year old, so and sort of better with a bit of age, so and as it sort of showed, he won his first 2 year old starts, and they sort of went 158 and that in both of them, so we knew we had something that could go pretty good back then, you know.
All right, now Chris is he's been in harness racing a long time, and this is obviously the best horses he's had. The treatment that he had has been a success.
Yeah, I've been pretty pleased with it. Look, he's still got that bit of a bump on it, but it hasn't got any worse. It certainly hasn't got any worse, and he seems to be getting through work that day, and at this stage, touch wood, handling what I've sort of
bringing
up to him, and so he's getting through it so far, and he won't probably do a lot more this time in, and probably go for a little break again, and then come back again, you know. So we'll sort of look after him for a little bit. Won't race him, over race him too much yet, you know.
All right. Well, what would you expect to win with him now? He's won his 2 3-year-olds, and that's obviously he's got to go to a CO next. Is that where you'll go with him, or will you give him a break?
Yeah, he'll run in. No, he'll go run in a CO, all going well. At Lonnie, the next Lonnie meeting, Sunday week, and he'll go around in that, and then just play it by ear. He's sort of got those lower grade races he can go around in for a few starts, and then we'll just weigh up whether we give him a bit of a freshen up again, and then go again, or save him for some other races. He's not qualified for any
the size stakes. Yeah,
it has bred races. He's Vic size. All going well, we could head over the water with him if he sort of measures up to that grade, you know, and stands up, you know.
All right, mate. Well, you've had a good season. It's been a good season for you. Winning the trainers' premiership is what you need.
Yeah, look, it's win, lose, or draw. I mean, as long as you sort of, if you put in the hours and the hard work and that, I mean, if it comes around, it comes around. It's all good, you know. But you need the owners, and you need the owners, and with supplying you with the good horses, and without that, you're in a bit of trouble. But no, I'm happy with where we're at. Me and Aaron have sort of worked pretty hard at it, and we've had a big long season. So look, it's good to get the wins on the board at the end of the season, and sort of keeps everyone happy then, I suppose. We're happy, the owners are happy, and the horses keep winning, well, you know, we haven't got too much to complain about.
Well, your stats are pretty good. Like, you know, you've had 336 to the races as of last Sunday, 75 wins, and 91 minor placings, and which is, and you know, approaching $500,000 in stakes. So that's not a bad effort in any state.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, we're pleased with what we've done this season, and but to get sort of that many winners and only have the best part of the year two meetings a week, and then for a couple of months we only have one meeting. So yeah, and we've missed a few meetings as well. So yeah, we're pretty happy with the strike rate and the return. You know, like return for the owners. So I mean, that's what we look at. We, you know, the owners are sort of not putting their hand in their pocket every month. That makes it easier for everyone.
All right, mate. Well, who would you say, just to put you on the spot, but who's been probably the star performer for the Grant Hodges stable this season?
Oh, look, I've had a couple that come from the mainland, that sort of won their 5 and 6, and Empty Envelope, he's done a great job again. Those horses like Empty Envelope and Saturday Nights, they get thrown into, they go through their grades quick in a season or two, and then they get thrown up in the free-for-all here, and yeah. It's a big step, and they need a season of racing in that grade, you know, to sort of acclimatise to it. And they've both done a serviceable job, and Empty Envelope sort of in his only second season of racing, basically. Ran second in the Lonnie Cup and all that, so I've been pretty pleased with his effort. And I think he'll even have a better season again next season. Saturday Nights has gone to WA now. We sent him back. Lloyd's just going to have a crack at WA with him, where the good money is, and so he's gone over there for probably the rest of his racing career,
okay,
depending on how he goes. Goes as well, but yeah, and little horse like Peace Chief that I got from as a CO, won 6 from 7 or 5 from 6 or something for me, he's done a good little job. And sort of horses like that, you sort of get a bit of a kick out of. The owners sort of love the horses, and just to sort of get a few wins on the board for them type horses. Yeah, sort of gives us a buzz.
All right, mate. Well, look, a great season, and certainly it's great to see Lombo Leonardo back. We know he showed a lot of promise last season, and I hope he goes on to bigger and better things as a 4-hour. Well done.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot.